Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Before we get to some rule change stuff, We just had Chelsea Janes from the Washington Post, national baseball writer, and her last thought on salaries, structure, revenue sharing, everything that has made the NFL, among other things, the best, most popular sports league in our country.
Right.
And baseball hasn't embraced some of the basic principles when it comes to revenue sharing and everything else. It's why you could watch a Green Bay Packer against Jacksonville Jaguar game if those teams were winning and doing well, with the same interest that you could watch a Los Angeles Rams New York Jets game.
Okay.
Whereas in Major League Baseball, if you're going to put Kansas City against Pittsburgh on national TV, that's not going to draw anything like the Yankees against the Dodgers, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's never made any sense to me. I would think there are more owners who would favor something like that in baseball than there are who would oppose it. And I've always been surprised that it's never been pushed through. Does it surprise you at all?
No, because New York runs the thing, and I just think that...
You think so?
Yeah, if New York doesn't care...
New York as in Yankees, Mets, or commissioner's office?
Well, I would have said historically the Yankees.
And Dodgers.
But more so now the Mets. I'm sorry, more so now both teams. That, you know, the Yankees, I thought, used to drive it. I just think they need a floor. It's not a ceiling. It's a floor. The question is, and
but
Dan,
I don't think you could do a floor without sharing revenues, do you?
Frank Sinatra told us that all long ago. You can't have one without the other.
Yeah. But do you think that they could? Like, what is more feasible, a ceiling or a floor? I think a floor is more feasible
because
you're asking teams to not curtail how much money. Are you going to go back and tell the Dodgers they can't spend $337 million? Yeah, how do you go backwards? We're going to grandfather teams in,
but
you're suddenly going to put a, you know,
you can't throw a floor in and have teams perhaps lose money. That's where you've got to put some type of salary restriction in, some type of revenue sharing.
Yeah, so maybe come halfway.
Bigger
on this
revenue
thing.
Sharing.
Well, I thought Chelsea was interesting when she said that the owners could be split in half on this thing, because you have successful teams that don't have big payrolls. But what would the floor be? Like right now, okay, so the Dodgers are, what did I just say, $337 million, and the bottom team, guess what? It's not your team. It's Miami. It's $66 million. And there's only, what, 5 teams that don't spend $100 million. Want to know who does spend $100 million? Your Guardians. Does that make you feel better? They're 25th. They're the first team out of the I don't spend $100 million. They spend $100 million. Everybody else is under. Those Pittsburgh, Tampa, the Athletics, the White Sox, and Miami. It seems insane to me that the White Sox, how does Market 3 only have a payroll of $67 million, right?
You want me to be nice?
No. Well, I get it. I mean, I understand.
It's really easy to not spend money when you're not trying to win.
Right.
That's kind of your answer for it. I mean, the only person on that roster they're really paying is Luis Robert.
And they might be trading him.
And they're trying to trade him, yeah. Except he's just been dreadful. I mean, that's the thing with this is when you're tanking, I've always had a couple ideas. Okay. One of them is, I think you came up with the idea of deferred money to help out the smaller market teams, and it's become more of a hindrance because the larger market teams are using it. And I partially wonder if ending deferred money might help some of this problem, if you want to call it a problem. I frankly still don't think it's a problem, but maybe ending deferred money. What do you guys think of that idea?
Jeff?
Bobby Bonilla, I'm chiming in for Bobby. I hate that idea.
Okay, now let's look at it from a fan base and not from a guy who gets celebrated every single year for the fact that he gets a check.
God bless Bobby Bonilla's agent.
Explain to me why deferred money is bad.
So, and again, I don't believe in a lot of these things. Are just a couple of thoughts, okay? Half-baked ideas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Okay.
The deferred money part, because that's what the Dodgers are using. So, like, the Shohei Ohtani contract, Shohei Ohtani, I think, is making all of, like, $1 million this year or something like that. And the majority of his deal is deferred. They've done the same thing with, I think, Freddie Freeman, I think, might be the same way. I think Mookie Betts might be the same way. And so it makes it so these teams can get under the luxury tax and not get absolutely walloped the way that they would if they had all of them there in that moment.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
So
we'll see where they go with that.
It's just, again, a half-baked idea. The other one is you're not going to get a cap without a floor, and you're not going to get a floor without a cap. And the owners are going to fight you tooth and nail to get to have any kind of a cap, and the players are going to fight you tooth and nail to get the floor. Like, that's just how this is going to go. It's going to be an argument until the end of time, until somebody has enough power to come in, slam the table, and say this is happening. Which, good luck.
Other thing I wanted to touch on here, and Dan and I talked about this the other day. We were walking around just kicking this around a little bit. Remember how controversial some of the Rob Manfred ideas were when it came to changing the rules? And I have to give credit where credit is due. What we thought might be controversial and bad and hurt the game, most of them, I think, have actually worked. For instance, does anyone even notice a 3-batter minimum for relief pitchers?
Never. I don't know. The only time I see it is if I see a guy struggle quickly, and you're like, they can't pull him out that quick.
Okay. I don't mind the not changing pitchers after one batter. Thank you. It does beat up the game, and I haven't noticed anything bad. Additional roster spot. There's 26-man rosters now. Good. That's fine. Anything.
Yeah, that's good. Remember, good for the players.
Remember bigger bases?
Yeah.
They're in play. Does anyone ever notice?
The only time I ever notice is when you have a play where they say the defensive players blocked the front. That's the only time. And I don't have a problem with a catcher standing in front of home plate if somebody's trying to score. But I just think it just seems weird sometimes where the catchers are completely out of the way and then they have to dive like Superman to try to tag somebody out.
Well, they're not James Harrison blocking people.
It's just it's an advantage to the runner, but so the catcher has to be a runner at some point. So.
How about restricting the shift in Major League Baseball? You know, when we used to have guys playing short right field at second base and the shortstop playing second base, and now you've got to stay on the appropriate side of second base, I don't think it doesn't seem bad at all. I've got to give Rob Manfred credit. I don't think that some of the things that we thought were going to be awful for the game have really changed the game that much in any kind of a negative way. In fact, I think in a positive way. They've actually worked.
Yeah, and I barely look at the clock, ever.
Yeah, the pitch barely clock, ever look pitch at clock barely comes into play, and it keeps guys moving.
Yeah. The one thing I can't stand still is the extra runner in extra innings.
I'm not a fan.
That's the one thing I really just don't like. Just play the game right.
I've never liked that at any level.
I would be okay with it if you wanted to add what 11th or 12th inning. If that's when you wanted to add the ghost runner, then okay. But at least try to finish the game the way you played it all the other nine innings.
I would agree with that. In fact, you and I had talked about that at the time. You know, play 2 innings of regular baseball, 3 mm-hmm. innings.
Yeah.
And if you get to the 13th or something like that, then go ahead and do something.
And
like
then
that.
When you get to the 15th, it's just home run derby.
Absolutely. Just put the ball on the tee and see who can hit it. You don't need pitchers.
How about if you had to lose an outfielder for every inning?
Okay. On that note, Chris Rose.
I love when you don't like my ideas.
Or the Savannah Bananas idea where then every ball is in play, and if a fan catches a foul ball, it's batters out.
Yeah.
There you go. In that case, you're giving every fan will walk into the stadium and there will be a glove on their seat.
You're darn right.
Chris Rose is a baseball guy. John Boy Media, Baseball Today, the Rose Rotation. Ask him some of these rule change things coming up next on Baskin and Phelps.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.